live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. This is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast. Now, here's Nick Reed.
Springfield's News Talk FM, 1041 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed on our 2019 Great Escape live broadcast. Christy Fulnicki is with us.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. So there was, I think this is hilarious.
Okay.
There was, and I don't have the audio available, but, you know, Trump was down there. He went to see the Alabama LSU game.
Oh, yeah,
right?
He was in Louisiana, yeah.
Yeah, so, of course, news outlets go down there. And, I mean, their approach is always, well, clearly the president should not be here, so let's talk to people about that. I mean, that's their approach. Like, yeah. It's inappropriate for him to go anywhere.
Anywhere in the United States, right. Of course. Yeah. And he's the president of the United States.
So MSNBC, they go down there with reporters to talk to students to ask, you know, well, how do you feel about the president being down here?
Oh, so like the LSU students?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So they talked to a couple gals, and they were all like, you know what? It's an honor. It's great that the president comes here. This is a really cool thing for us. And then there are all these students there, and then they go to a guy. And so she's like, well, how do you feel? And he said, well, I would say mainly just the no-nonsense policies, and especially since Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. He said it just as serious as can be. And she, like, moved on as quickly as possible.
You know what? Because the media think that they're in the South, that all those people are stupid.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do.
They're like, bunch of hillbilly. Yeah. I mean, I'm not just saying in the Ozarks, they think, oh, well, we're down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we're going to talk all this.
I guarantee you some of them check with their doctors before they go down there to see if they need vaccines.
Oh, that's probably
true. Oh, I guarantee
true.
You they
oh, yeah.
do. Because that's what they think of middle America, and especially Southern America, that it's this disease-ridden, hillbilly fest of cousins.
I can't even imagine what it was like there. Yes, I'm sure that I can't even imagine what the media thought, because I think I told you last month I was at an LSU game.
Yeah.
And to have them play Alabama and then win, that's a huge thing for the South, because I mean all those states, because they're ultra competitive. And Alabama, you know, I mean, how many they've had, what, three? They've won three titles or whatever they call
that. I don't follow college
sports.
Well,
okay. Well, I'm just saying that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. And so to have a president down there to be at a game, I'm sure that was awesome. But, you know, it's funny, like the media elites, where do they come from? New York and and D.C. and, I mean, Los Angeles or whatever.
The Beltway.
Oh, yeah. So they're going from the Beltway, and they're thinking, where am I going to go down in the swamp, and I'm going to interview these people? And they have no idea what they're talking about. And I think that's pretty hilarious. On the street, I mean, I bet you all those people are Trump supporters.
I've never seen, back to the, you know, the guy who's like, and Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Number one, I don't think there's ever been anyone whose, quote, suicide was predicted as publicly as Epstein. I mean, everyone I was talking about, I said, this guy's going to, quote, kill himself. And some people want to paint it as conspiracy, but you almost have to believe in conspiracies to think that he definitely didn't.
Isn't that so scary, though?
Or that he definitely did kill himself. And I'm not saying that I don't know for sure, but you look at all of the things that happened, like the two guards accidentally both fell asleep during that period of time. All of the cameras that are in the cell or that show who goes in and out of the cells just happen to malfunction. You start to look at that and you go, it's almost more difficult to believe. It's more likely that he was murdered than all of those things coincidentally occurred at the moment he decided to kill himself.
And
I mean,
people,
when you look at that.
People think, you know, the show House of Cards or whatever it's called. People said that could not possibly happen. I mean, I really think that happens in the U.S.
I would like to see a poll. Not that polls are accurate, but if one of these media outlets do a poll, whether they think Jeffrey Epstein killed himself or whether he was murdered. I bet you at least 50% of people think that he was murdered.
Oh, I would think it'd probably be more than
That ABC News anchor, Amy Robach, who was caught on, you know, she was talking to her producer in that video.
Is she still alive? I know. That's what I'm thinking.
But she was asked, do you think that he killed him? And she's like, oh, yeah, he was murdered. I mean, there's no doubt about he was murdered. There's no doubt in her mind. And she's somebody, and that's not based off conspiracy. That's just because she was educated about all of the circumstances around it.
I don't know. I mean, people in D.C. have people have no idea how much power there is. It's just like when I was when I lived in D.C. I can't think of her name, but she was murdered in the park. She was running.
Chandra Levy.
That's right. Chandra Levy.
Yep. That Gary Condit was the congressman.
Oh, good call on that one.
She was his intern. And
see, I was an intern around the same time, Monica Lewinsky, the same summer I worked in D.C. And then I think that was right after we were there. Like, all of us were the same age. And not that I knew him, but then she got, and I was thinking, I mean, you can get away with anything in this town.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
and
so
they'll
scary.
All, they do. They cover for each other, and you can get away with about anything.
Yeah. I mean, there's some crazy stuff that goes on there. I'm telling you right now. I'm not going to specifically say.
Oh, you should.
That. I mean, I'm just saying that I can embarrass a lot of people.
I will. I'll tell you this. I would never send my child to be an intern up there.
Don't ever.
I mean, you know, I'm not being sarcastic.
Do not want your child to be a page. And I'm sorry,
nope.
But a
absolutely
page
would not.
In the U.S. Congress. Now, I mean, the state house is different, but. Yep. Maybe, but it depends on the situation.
It's AAA.
You do not want your child working there. And, you know, it was stressful for me. I actually went out there by myself. I drove out there to work for Hancock right when he was getting ready to retire. And so I was by myself. I moved there. Actually, have I told the story?
Yeah. Well, hold on. We'll tell it. We got to take a break. We'll talk about it with Christy Fulnecki. More ahead. I'm Nick Reed.
Live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, this is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast.
Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. It is Monday morning, our 2019 Great Escape live broadcast, sponsored by the good people at Ming Auto Beauty Center, serving Springfield since 1979. And, you probably don't want to go into much detail because you don't want to lose your life. But so you were an intern in Washington, D.C.
I can't believe you're asking me this. Yes. Well, no, I worked on the Small Business Committee for Senator Bond as an intern when I was at Mizzou. And then when I graduated.
Now, were you in his Missouri office or up there?
No,
in D.C.
Okay. I was in D.C. It was me, a guy that went to Pepperdine, and I can't remember where the other guy went. Maybe he was at Pepperdine, too. But they were from Missouri. And there were three of us that were on the Small Business Committee when Senator Bond was there. And then, ironically, the Small Business Administration, that's what Kit Bond used to, kind of regulate. And there's an 8A program for minorities, and I ended up helping switch the regulations where your income would you'd have to factor in your income, not just that you're a minority, because it used to be that, like Indians and other people would get loans and they had a lot of money, but just because they're a minority.
Sure.
So I thought, well, that probably was stupid since I'm a minority. But anyway, so then when I graduated from Mizzou, I went out to work for Hancock right before he retired.
Give him hell.
And, I know. I mean, I'm telling you, that guy was so funny. It was not a glorified job. I'm telling you, I got coffee for him and sat at the front desk there when people came in. And but, he's still, I mean, back then, let's see, that was in 96, I think, is the year he retired before Blunt came in. But he used to smoke cigars and stuff all over the place and give him hell mel. And I mean, people loved him there, but he never wavered. Oh, yeah. And they never wavered from that. He always, he was always himself.
He had a bag phone, like a cell bag phone, or he had some old cell phone. And when I just remember him telling me, or somebody telling me once, that when he got elected, they're like, "Oh, well, you get, a taxpayer," and he's like, "I don't need that.
I know,
Why would I use the taxpayer dollars for something?"
Well,
he
was one of the most conservative members of Congress. I mean, that's kind of how it has been in Southwest Missouri. But I went out there. I moved there. Permanently in January of 96 during a snowstorm, and lived in a hotel and until I found my roommates through the newspaper. But it's crazy. DC is such a different world. And you have in the offices, you have people that are, I think Mel at the end, his chief of staff was from North Carolina. So you have people like from all different states that are there. But It's just crazy the way that politics works when you get to that level. And I mean, you're talking about conspiracies. Those things happen all the time there. Yeah. And you just don't realize that.
Yeah, no, I believe it. I think if you take what the average person thinks happens, it's probably a little worse than it actually is. But like what we were saying earlier, I absolutely, and I'm not saying it, you know, to make a point, I would not send my child to be an intern or a page or anything.
You don't ever want to send your child.
Absolutely not. You'd have to be out of your mind.
I know. It's really dangerous
there. And I know it happens, and I get it, because you know, your kid wants to be an attorney or they want to be in politics, and that just seems like the natural thing. And so, and usually, you know, if somebody does that, oh, well, I know personally this member of Congress, but there's lots of others up there. It's not a bubble, you know. I mean,
really, if you watch House of Cards, I think it's on Netflix or whatever, but that's how it is. I mean, not all in every office but you know, when you mix power with money, you can pretty much get away with anything that you want. And I mean, it's too bad because you know, you have, you know, Mr. Smith goes to Washington, the people that really think that they're gonna make a difference, and you have all kinds of pressures once you get there that you have no idea. And then it's about, do I try to make a difference in 2 years if you're in Congress, or 4 years if you're in the Senate, mm-hmm. or do I try like self-preservation? Do I try to preserve myself and where I can actually make a difference? I mean, it is a conflict that you have.
Well, so a lot of times, people, they run and they have the right ideas. They get up there and then they change. And then they will say, well, you don't know what it's like up there. No. We kind of do. That's why you were sent, because you said you were going to try to change that. But instead, they change, telling themselves, well, that's what I have to do in order to get things done.
Well, you know,
there
are
a few. I mean,
that's why I keep talking about. I mean, people think, you just like Trump because your personalities are similar. But, you know, Trump, really, it's amazing to me how much he's stayed the same. And his principles are the same, and he's still pushing for the same policies. Because, I mean, it's not only financial pressure, but, I mean, you have the Secret Service, but I would be looking behind my back everywhere in D.C. if I was him. Because, you know, I mean, it's really, people don't understand the pressures on you when you try to, you know, stick to your beliefs when you're there. I mean, it's really crazy.
And he hasn't changed.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, that thing about Sondra Levy when she was... Mm-hmm. That was a huge scandal in D.C.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
9/11, like Gary Condit probably was one of the few people that was glad 9/11 happened, because that was the summer
of
2001.
Is that when it was?
If I remember right, it was, because that kind of helped take that out of the news cycle. That's when it, maybe I'm wrong, but anyway.
Well, we can look that up.
Yeah, we'll just talk about it tomorrow. 3 hours tomorrow about Gary Condit and Sondra Levy.
That's right.
It's our a Monday live broadcast this morning, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center in Springfield. It's the 2019 Great Escape, live overlooking the beautiful sandy beaches of Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
It is beautiful now.
It is absolutely beautiful.
No rain.
I'm Nick Reed.
Live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. This is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed, broadcasting live on this Monday from Costa Mujeres, Mexico. It is our 2019 Great Escape, the broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center in Springfield and Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate. Usually when you sit across from me, we're at Norma's Carriage House.
Yes.
It's a little further from your office this time around. So excited. I know a lot of people were excited that you and your husband were coming along.
Yeah, we're excited to be here as well. This is our first Great Escape. It's our third time to Cancun, and it's just drastically different from any other resort we've ever stayed at. It's absolutely beautiful here.
That is so fantastic. I'm always worried that somebody, that their expectations won't be met. And this trip, certainly everyone is talking about the rooms and the layout and the food. And so far, everyone seems to really be enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. The property itself is just stunning. There is no magical room service box, but that's okay.
That's right, there is.
Everything else is made up for in spades. So
we were talking about that. Yeah. I think last week when we were at the magical, what do you call it, room service box? I call it the food box.
The no judgment box. You can just order your room service and it appears kind of like Indian in the cupboard. And
yes,
you open it and no one's there coming into your room. So
I love room service. And I kid you not, this is the first thing that I do anytime I go to one of these. And because room service is covered. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything in the minibar is everything is covered. And that's sort of a hard obstacle for people to get over because you think, oh, don't get in the minibar. That's
right.
$12 for a Snicker bar. And there are Snicker bars in there and Pringles and beer and, oh, yeah. A separate wine refrigerator.
Yes, we did have see that as well.
Also mm-hmm. in the rooms. And so, but then I get the room service book. And I immediately begin flipping through, and there's New York strip and T-bones and ribeye and pizza and lobster, and you just get as much as you want. And like I mentioned when we were at Norma's, I get lots of it, and then I just, because the beds are these huge king-size beds, and I just lay them all around the bed. Mm-hmm. So every plate is within reach. I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to perhaps tonight.
Yeah, we haven't ordered room service yet, so we'll have to give that a try.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah, but I'm excited to just be here and meet everybody. My cell phone reception is excellent, and I have great internet access, so I've been able to still mm-hmm. work somewhat, not as much as I typically would.
See, is this a vacation, or what are you doing?
Well, it's, you know, with real estate, it never stops. You know, there are houses on the market every day, so this morning I was just, I listed a new house on Friday before we left in Oldfield, and I had several inquiries about it this morning, and so people were surprised because they're listeners of the show. They didn't expect me to respond right away, uh-huh. and I did within, 5 or 10 minutes of them emailing me. So
now, I'll have you know, before we left, so Friday night at the airport, mm-hmm. me and some of those people over there, I had them almost convinced, I think, to all go in and buy that property.
Oh, the
Oldfield,
yeah. I was
like, we should all go in on that.
It's beautiful.
It's 47 acres, mm-hmm. $200,000.
It's a one-room log cabin with pine floors. You know, it has a wood furnace and propane heat as well as air conditioning, but just the wildlife is gorgeous. It's 80% wooded, so there's trails and you can just drive through there and hike or whatnot. But it's a neat property, and it's actually, a lot of people may not know where Oldfield is. It's past Ozark, mm-hmm. Sparta, Brunner, Elkhead. It's just south of that area in Douglas County, so just over the Christian County line. But 45 minutes is all it takes me from my office, which is by the Battlefield Mall, to get there. So it's a pretty quick drive to just be out of the city and in the country and have your own kind of oasis.
So you mentioned somebody contacted you about it. It is still available, right?
It is still available, yes.
I'm going to try to strong arm some of those guys. I don't know if they remember us talking about it, though.
Mm-hmm. It is still available. And the sellers that live there have a small hobby farm. They have miniature horses, but there is a beautiful barn. And like I mentioned on Friday, the seller is really into woodworking. So mm-hmm. he has done all of the building himself. Every piece of wood is hand-planed from pine or cedar that's on the property. So it's a really special place.
And a testament to you. I mean, I was just giving you a hard time. Here you are in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, this beautiful resort, one of the nicest places in the world, yet you're still taking care of your clients.
Absolutely. I can type with one hand on my keyboard and have a mimosa in the other. So it's a good combination.
Do you and Will have big plans for today?
No plans really. Yeah, we're going to check out. There's so many different buildings on the property mm-hmm. and different restaurants and bars. So really kind of learn the lay of the land is really our plan. We have no children for the week, so we're just excited to do wherever, the wind takes us.
Well, have you FaceTimed them yet?
Oh, yeah. About a dozen times. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well,
they're jealous that they're not here, but then I show them that there are no children allowed here. So then they're okay with that. And I think they're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese today. So
that's not a bad deal.
I'm not jealous about missing that one at all.
And let's be honest, when you are a child, it doesn't matter where you are. If you're with your grandparents, that's vacation.
Yep, true.
Because generally they're allowed to indulge.
Yes, they had 3 breakfasts this morning, they told me. So they're not.
And of course they get to, meet Sarah. And so it's just a really fun thing for people. So thank you so much. And
yeah.
I hope you have one. And then,
Absolutely.
Mean, feel free to come by and visit tomorrow.
Yeah, I plan to stop by every day. I've got lots
awesome.
Of just different topics to talk
Great.
About, tips, funny stories, whatever.
Perfect.
So we
that
can,
sounds all right. We will look forward to that yep. tomorrow and Wednesday. Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate, as we continue on our, I almost instinctively want to say Friday Roadshow, but of course it is today, the Monday Roadshow in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, our 2019 Great Escape, with a broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. Got more coming up. I'm Nick Reed.
Live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, this is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast.
KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. Our live broadcast this morning, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center, serving Springfield since 1979. And we are far, far away. We are in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. It is our 2019 Great Escape. It is about 45 minutes to an hour from Cancun. I don't know which direction, north, south, east, west. It's one of the two, but we are. It's beautiful. And one of the wonderful things about these Great Escapes is that we get to have anybody that goes on the Great Escape along with us or comes along with us gets to come on air. And we have Norman Hirsch with us. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
And so actually, the last name, you are indirectly related to Courtney.
That's correct. She's my daughter-in-law.
Yeah, and of course, she and Eddie are here. I don't think they're down here. She's not here for your debut.
I didn't know.
See, that's what we just throw people on. We're so glad that you guys are here.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are. Let's get to know you.
I'm Norman Kirsch. I've been a professional engineer for 40 years. I retired in January, and I have a business on the side that I do for structural inspections of Southwest Missouri, and that's to do residential or commercial inspections of foundation or any structural issues that need to be done. I work with realtors, mortgage companies.
Well, so where are you from? Are you from Springfield originally?
Originally from California, grew up in Santa Cruz,
okay,
and moved to Springfield in 94. I've never regretted it.
You know, I remember as a kid in church, they would always ask, you know, who's new, or, you know, are there any new or any visitors? And whenever somebody would raise their hand, they would, you know, ask them, well, where are you from? And I swear 50% of the time, California. And I note, and it's never changed. I mean, almost always if I ask somebody, well, where are you originally from? 50% of the time, it seems like they're from California. They've been fleeing for some time.
That's right. That's
so why did you leave California? I mean, I know from, you know, I talk about in a political context, but I mean, there are a lot of reasons to move.
Well, my folks lived out here in Springfield. He worked for Central Bible College as the dean.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and I wanted to get my kids out of California. Yeah. They were 8 and 10, and it was time to leave. School system there were not
ready. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So you ended up. So you had been in California your whole life at that point?
Pretty much, yes.
I imagine the difference now between California and Missouri may be a little more distinct than it was back in the mid-90s, but
correct,
still a pretty profound difference.
Very profound difference.
Back when I was in college, one of my best friends, well, it was a little after college, he had moved to California and lived out there for some time, and he was dating a girl who had never been outside of the Los Angeles area, really. And it got serious enough, he brought her home for Christmas. And in Carthage, Missouri, she thought everyone had to be a millionaire. She could not believe the houses that people lived in, because it would cost, you know, $4 or $5 million for what's a $150 home in Carthage, Missouri.
That's right.
So that, yeah, that's a big
difference. Yeah. It's a one-way trip. You can't go back from here back there economically. It won't work.
In fact, I've only known one person that moved from Missouri to California, and that was Courtney's sister and brother-in-law. And they're still out there. So you've raised your family here. You're here. You're retired. Are you retired? Well, you said you do this
in January.
But as a side job, you do this.
This is my retirement job. I've been doing it for 10 years. And
so what is that? So structural inspections, is that for insurance purposes, or if somebody's going to sell a property, what do you do?
If a home inspector goes through and they highlight something, they need an engineer to check it out. That's what I do. Or people can call if they have a question about a foundation or a settling floor or any kind of issue like that related to structures. I can do that. We have several times. We've gone about 5 times, yes.
And Jamaica's wonderful. We went there 2 years ago, I guess it was, in the Great Escape. People are always wanting to return to Jamaica. But how do you like this joint?
I haven't had a chance to check it all out, but what I've seen is fantastic.
Dinner last night? Did you get the salmon or the steak?
I got the steak, yeah. And I had part of my wife's salmon, so they tried them both.
Yeah, last night, I mean, of course, there are so many different restaurants and room service and massive varieties of choices, but last night we had this entire restaurant Cam arranged for it to be shut down just for us, and of course we out there in sort of that open area, cocktails, and then so it was a, you know, limited menu to expedite things, but it was fantastic.
It's very good.
Yeah, I didn't hear anyone complain other than being stuffed. Did you go upstairs afterwards?
No.
So yeah, they had live music, and I was up there before the music started, but everyone seemed to have a really good time. And your wife, you're here with your wife.
I am. Yep.
Are you going to come on the show? Shouldn't have anything to say. I don't have anything to say for 3 hours a day. It doesn't stop me. Anyone who listens could tell you that.
Right.
That's for sure. Anything else you want folks to know? Or?
No, not necessarily. Okay. My phone number is 417-827-6753. If you need something done structurally as an inspection, give me a call.
All right. Just wait until next week.
All right. Yes.
Norman's on vacation. Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming on, Norman. Really appreciate it as we continue our roadshow from Costa Mujeres, Mexico. The broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. Big thank you to them. And, of course, we will be broadcasting here tomorrow and Wednesday as well. In studio will be Matt Canovia on Thursday, and then the Locke and Smith Foundation with Tom Martz and Dr. John Lilly on Friday, and that will be in studio. So, of course, Norma's Carriage House will be open if you want breakfast, but the show will not be out there until the following Friday. We're going to continue on this Monday morning with our Great Escape 2019 broadcast. I'm Nick Reed.
Live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, this is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed, and it has begun. This is the first day of broadcast for our 2019 Great Escape. You can hear chairs scraping in the background, everyone up early, and there we've got our... Oh, I'm going to have to Facebook Live from up here earlier. We're like three stories up. Three, aren't we? Cam's
yes.
with us. Yeah,
hi.
Three
up
stories up, and we're overlooking the beautiful ocean. And if, you know, you're quiet, you can hear the wind off the ocean. And, of course, many of our, not all of our Great Escape attendees are up here this morning as we broadcast live because there was a lot of fun that was going on last night. I know when I left, I think it was just beginning right up here, in fact, where we are now. But we're going to chat with some of the folks. And, of course, you know, we'll, as the show progresses this morning, talk about some of the things going on in the real world as well. But Cam, of course, always with us. She is the mother goose of all of us. Like, where's Cam? Where's Cam? I need Cam. What do you need her for? I don't know. I just need to know where she is. So, of course, this is our fifth one. Is that right? Fifth one that we've done, and we are in Costa Mujeres, and so you do a much better job of painting a picture for people about where we are.
Well, we're about 45 minutes to an hour from Cancun. We got in yesterday. We loaded up on our buses and headed out this way, and I think we were all expecting the best, but I think we were all pleasantly surprised. This resort is brand new. It's just opened within the last year, and it is just beautiful. I've seen the swim-up rooms, which you just walk out, and it's almost just a private little lagoon right there in paradise. I mean, I was sitting out there talking to my mom this morning. I was like, this is like paradise here. It really is beautiful. So, and the staff's great. They've been so friendly and helpful.
They
and,
are exceedingly yeah, helpful.
The food's great. How about that dessert last night?
Oh, that was wonderful.
It was like this chocolate ball thing.
It was, and then with prizes inside.
Yeah,
you're like, the chocolate really ball is delicious, but oh, look at this.
More
delicious inside. Whenever we first got here, of course, they did a tremendous job. They're like, they get us in the room so fast.
They welcome us with champagne.
As soon as you walk in. Yeah. And I like one of the, it's, these are these little touches. I don't know if you noticed that they would say welcome home to you. Many of them, they're like, welcome home. And then when we get there, our butler in our room, and this was, you know, for everybody, they give you a tour of the room, and you think, what do I need this for?
Yeah.
But a few people didn't get it. I was like, do you know that you have aromatherapy in your room? Like, it is an automated system that you can turn on or off. Like, no, we didn't know it. See, you missed out.
The bathroom knows that.
Oh, and the showers and the water closet, if you will, automatic lighting. And that may sound silly, but it's just
helpful.
So cool. It is very helpful.
Yeah, and the tubs are beautiful, and the rooms are beautiful.
Oh, man.
And the beds are huge. In fact, one of our we have a mom and daughter, and they were supposed to get them two beds, and I'm sure that's happened by now, but they said, we only have one. But it's like, you couldn't find each other anyway. That bed's so big.
It is. So. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And then it's unfair for me to try and even describe the rooms because you just cannot do it justice.
You'll have to do Facebook.
Yeah, we will. Yes, I'll have to do that. Now, one of the other little things that it seems noteworthy is it looks almost like a natural body of water, river that runs through the resort. And my wife jokingly said, I wonder if they taxi people on that thing. And then later we saw they were. There was a little dock and people getting on a boat. I guess they're electric boats that go up and down through the resort on the little man-made natural water.
They were running this morning early.
No
hauling
kidding.
People to and from.
Yeah. I don't even know where it goes. I just want to ride in
know.
It.
I know. I must take you to a different pool. I don't know.
I don't know
or the
either.
Ocean maybe down toward that way.
So, as you mentioned, this opened in December, correct?
Yes.
It's almost a year
it's
old.
Almost a year.
Not quite. It's the TRS Coral in Costa Mujeres. I'm trying for people that may want to check it out online, the best way to do that.
Yeah.
I guess just Google
TRS,
it.
TRS Coral. It's one of the Grand Palladium properties. Grand Palladium's the parent company, and then they have, and we have access to, their sister properties are here on this huge compound, so we can go to any of those, but those poor people can't come to the TRS Coral because we're the upscale property.
So you can run over on their side, push them, and then run back.
They can't do a thing about it.
Invisible wall, like, dang it. And that is one of the fun things about the resort is that, I mean, you can absolutely stay here.
Properties.
Oh, yeah.
We stayed at a Grand Palladium in Jamaica, remember?
Yes.
And that was great.
Yes. And I think, I mean, I'll drink
well,
it like in the morning show.
You need to be revved up. Yeah.
Right, yeah. And, but at the Grand Palladium in Jamaica, they had those Nespresso machines, I knew of them because of those commercials George Clooney does. And Morgan was like, just, you know, try one. It's like, these are fantastic.
Yeah.
In fact, when we got back home, I bought one of the
Did
machines.
You?
Yeah, but I bought the wrong one, so I had to return it. Nonetheless, so I looked it up, and they have those in our rooms here, too.
Uh-huh.
See? It's just the little things in life.
They have that. They have your refrigerator stocked with all kind of soft drinks and juices, and they have any liquor you want. They just said, tell us what you want. And Mark just mentioned, oh, well, you know, they said, what do you like? He said, well, I guess vodka. Next thing you know, she's knocking on the door with this bottle.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, my gosh.
And it's all part of the package.
Yep. It's like very, very customer service oriented. Anything you need, they're happy to do it. And when you thank them, they go, no, that's why I'm here. They really do. The little
you almost feel guilty.
Yeah. I mean, they're so nice.
All right. Well, I do want to talk to you about a few other things, including what all you, I know there are some people with our group here that have gone to Alaska with you. They've gone to Africa with you. And so you do so much more. So if people are interested in some trip outside of a great escape, we can let them know about that
Absolutely.
As we continue our live broadcast from Mexico. It's our 2019 Great Escape. And this is the first of 3 days of broadcasting. Of course, again, Matt Canovi on Thursday from In Studio and Lock and Smith Foundation on Friday. I'm Nick Reed. More coming up next.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day because I love my occupation.
Welcome back. This is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed as we continue on our broadcast day one of our 2019 Great Escape here at TRS. Yeah, that's right. TRL's Total Request Live. I went way in the Wayback Machine there, although that show may still be on. Anyhow, it's neither here nor there. Cam, of course, she is the one who helps arrange all these. And I do want to do a big a thank you to Ming Auto Beauty Center sponsoring our live broadcast today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then Matt Canovian Studio Thursday and the Lock & Smith Foundation on Friday. And I did want to talk a little bit, Cam, about some of the other stuff that you do, because what most people hear is these great escape trips, and you do much more than that. This isn't your sole thing that you do. So, as I was saying, the great escape, and people hear that, you know, you do that, but you do much more than that.
Right. I do. I do have a real job.
What? This isn't a real job.
This is a fun job.
I would like to think, I always tell myself that we are your best group.
You
have the most fun with us.
You are the craziest group I have, that's for sure.
And let me tell you, and I try to tell this, particularly with advertisers and people that maybe aren't familiar with News Talk or KSGF, and I think there is this stereotype that KSGF listeners are, you know, these sort of stuffy individuals and looks like they're having too much fun. I don't like that. All one must do is come on one of these trips, and they will learn that that's not what the KSGF listener demographic is.
No, and I hear that. I'll have new people sign up, and they say, but, you know, we don't know everybody. I was like, you know, it takes 1 second to get to know these folks. Just sit in the pool and start talking, and everybody's friends. And that's why I think we've grown so. I mean, this year we brought 85, and we've never brought that many because you always wanted to keep it smaller to get to know everybody. But you know a third of these people.
You know, that's a really good point, actually, now that you say it that way, because I'm like, oh, it's getting too big because I'm not going to have a chance to meet everybody. But, yeah, That's true. I already know about two-thirds of the
you
people
do,
at this
because
point.
We have repeat travelers, yeah. And they love to come, and they're
You've
all friends.
Sold me.
And well, I mean, it's a big group, but it's really smaller than it seems because we know so many of them. And then the new ones just fit right in and hop along.
And I love it, too, because like last night, you know, we get everybody for a dinner together.
Yeah,
and
that
we
was
have
fun.
You know, an entire restaurant just for us. And everyone's sitting together. And you would think, oh, these people, it's some sort of reunion. They've known each other. And like you said, most of them do know one another. But yeah. There are no strangers.
No.
There are
not.
No newbies no. with the groups. No.
And people invite friends from other places. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have people that are out of Missouri because they've heard their friends say, and come go with us. And we have mothers and daughters. And we have, you know, kids with their parents. I mean, not little kids,
right.
but grown adult
mm-hmm.
kids and their parents. And it's just a really diverse group. But I think it's... Everybody gets along. Everybody has that kind of common core of beliefs and
right.
and listening to you and kind of agreeing most of the time with you. And that's kind of, you know, it makes it a nice group. It really does.
Now, for people, though, they like the idea of a great escape, but, you know, they think, I'd love to travel to Europe or to Africa. You do all of that as well.
Sure.
And
that's
focus right. primarily on groups, right?
I'm the director of groups. Okay. I only do groups. Yeah. If somebody calls and wants a vacation, I mean, I'll help them figure out what they want to do, but then I give them to one of our leisure agents because they do individual vacations.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah. So we have custom groups. We have one going in January to South Africa, Botswana, and Zimbabwe. And I actually have KSGFers going with
yeah.
me. We do in Alaska that I've had some of your folks go with us. Just we do an Amalfi Coast. We do river cruises. We have the Rhine, the Rhone, and the Danube that we charter. They're just ours. So, I mean, we do all kinds of things out of the box. And it's a group like this in that it's usually local people or friends and family of locals. And then everybody's just kind of gets to be friends and travel. And I have a lot of people that travel on different groups together because like this, they've gotten to know each other. So it's fun.
So what's the best way if people do want to ask questions about, and like you said, I mean, you do groups, but even if they are looking for just a vacation for themselves, to get in contact with you or somebody.
Just tell them to call Edelman Discoveries or Edelman Travel, 888-417-888-4488, and they can ask for me. And sometimes they'll say, Cam, this kind of want to think of what do I want to do, and I'll kind of help them figure it out. And then I get an agent that really specializes in that. Some are great with Hawaii. Some are great with Disney. Some are great with, you know, just the different all-inclusives. Or some will have wedding planners. Some will say, I want to do a destination wedding. Well, we have gals that do that, you know, so I can get you to the right person if I can. And so I'll help any way I can.
Do you ever any longer take an actual vacation? Because on one hand, I'm sure people think, man, that must be the best job in the world. But then, you know, yeah, you go, but you're working. You're taking care of everyone.
It is a great job.
Do you ever take a vacation
yes.
where you aren't the person in charge?
Yes, and I make Mark plan those. So and he does the research, and I just follow
so
him
So where
around.
Do you go then?
Oh, we've done the Mekong and river cruises and different things, and he just kind of takes off, and I follow him for a while. It's pretty great.
Well, as always, thank you so, so very much.
And oh, my pleasure.
We appreciate everything that you do to make these trips wonderful and effortless on the part of everyone else.
Well, I appreciate that. It's a great trip.
As we continue our broadcast, it's day one of our three-day broadcast here, our 2019 Great Escape. Our broadcasts are sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center in Springfield, so a huge thank you to them. We are going to talk about some of the issues of the day as well, and Christy Fulnecki is here. We'll chat with her. Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate, she is also with us. And then, of course, as always, anyone that wants to come on and be part of the show here, they are more than welcome to. Did you hear that, everyone? You can come on. Okay, so be thinking about it. I won't make you if you don't want to. Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF from Mexico, the 2019 Great Escape. I'm Nick Reed.